Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads and have our opening prayer. Co-host.
Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up. And it's your amazing, awesome, and powerful name that we magnify in the beauty and blessings of this brand new day. We thank you, Lord, for we know it's you that kept us because we weren't able to keep ourselves. We thank you for all that is connected this evening. We thank you for the visionary of Facing Your Fears. You continue to lead her and guide her and instruct her. It is our prayer today that all connected will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As always, we're excited to have all our listeners tuning in on today's episode. Yes, we have another exciting, amazing show prepared for you on today. We're excited to have in our studio our special guests on today, Sister Patricia Thompson and Mrs. Jill Pollard. Before we begin our show on today, I will give you the topic for today. Today is positive morals of Girl Scouts. Yes, our guest today will be giving us some informative information about Girl Scouts, and we're so very happy and delighted to have them with us on today as our special guest. The topic for today, once again, is positive morals of Girl Scouts. Remember, listeners, you too can join us on this awesome conversation just by pressing the number one on your phone if you want to share your thoughts on today's topic, ask any questions you may have or comments on today's episode. Just press that number one on your phone at that time. You'll be able to come in the studio and talk live with our guests. Also, if you have any questions for me and the co-host, we'll be happy to answer them for you. I'm going to give you a little detail about today's topic. Today's topic, Miss Patricia Thompson and Mrs. Jill Pollard, two amazing advocators for Girl Scouts of Louisiana East, offers great fund outreach programs to girls and underserved communities in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and our surrounding areas. It is also important to many other cities in your state, how these beautiful young ladies can become a Girl Scout. The goal is to create a more fair, equal, and compassionate world where every girl has a seat at the table and can make her dreams come true. Groups of Girl Scouts from the same community called troops typically means weekly or biweekly for an hour or two. They mean they get together and they have meetings for an hour or maybe a 2 hour. They have these meetings. Normally, it occurs after school from October to May, whereas during summer, the program is pre-scheduled due to the short term of summer camp from June to July. together with adults, often program presenters. The girls chooses exciting hands on activities and projects. Try new things and cheer each other on. Girls lead activities to earn STEAM, STEM. That's the initials for that they also is recognized as. Entrepreneurship, life skills, and outdoor badges to reflect their successes and show the world what they are made of. Our guests will be sharing much more informative, important, interesting information in reference to how important it is for our girls so they can become a Girl Scout in their surrounding communities areas. Stay tuned as we now would yield and bring our guests into the studio with us. Good afternoon, Sister Patricia Thompson and Mrs. Jill Pollard.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Chatman and Pastor Doris.
We're so very happy to have you in the studio with us on today. And without further ado, we would now let you give us a short bio about yourself. Ms. Thompson, you can go first, and following you can be Ms. Jill. Ms. Jill, I'm going to call you Ms. Jill for on today. Is that okay with you?
Please call me Ms. Jill. It's fine. Thank you.
That's good. Sister Thompson, can you give us a short bio about yourself?
Sure. All right, Mrs. Patricia Thompson. I am the wife of Pastor Reverend Dr. Kenneth E. Thompson. I'm also a mother of two wonderful sons, and I am a retired teacher of 35 years with special need kids. I'm also a member of the Pleasant Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and I serve in various capacities in my church. I'm also a member of various church-related organizations, and I want you to know that I enjoy working for the Lord, and I will continue to do my best as I continue in the life and what God has me to do.
God bless you. Ms. Gio, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. I do appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, so thank you again for that. I have been with the Girl Scout organization as a volunteer and on staff for over 35 years. I am a mom. I'm a widow now. I have two grandchildren, two granddaughters, lovely, lovely young ladies who grew up through the Girl Scout program. The thing that I like most about my life and my career is the opportunities that Girl Scouts given me through travel. And I had the opportunity to work overseas in Japan for 5 years, representing the Girl Scouts there. And the international, national, and local friends, family, just the great foundation that Girl Scouting has given me through my life and that I'm able to pass that on, and the spiritual aspect of Girl Scouting and how that has helped me to grow and mature as a woman and as a mentor to other adults and girls.
Wonderful, wonderful. You may have answered my next question that I want to ask you all before you start your topic on today. What motivated you or inspired you all to be interested in Girl Scouts? I mean, were you a Girl Scout yourself at an early age? I mean, during your school years? Or what motivated you all to go this so many years and still be a part of the Girl Scouts?
Sure, this is Mrs. Thompson again. I was proud to be a Girl Scout when I was in elementary school. I was just so excited when I found out about the organization. I just couldn't wait to go to the first meeting
And I was a Girl Scout when I was in elementary school, like I said, and I was a very active Girl Scout. And also, at the end of the school year, I was chosen to represent my school to go to the Girl Scout camping grounds for the whole summer. So you see, I had a wonderful time, and then I continued in Girl Scouting up until I finished junior high school.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And you're
Ms.
still involved.
Ms. Jill, what inspired you to still work with the Girl Scouts? I heard you said 35 years now you've been with the Girl Scouts.
Yes, ma'am. That's the age that of my daughter. Well, actually, she's 40 now. So I got to participate as a Girl Scout when she was 5 years old. In my hometown in Ohio, there wasn't Girl Scouts available for me. I was involved with Campfire and other youth organizations. But I always wanted to get that sash, and I always wanted to get those badges. You saw it in the commercials. You saw it in other cities, but we didn't see it in ours. So when I was able to be a mom and have the opportunity to have that flyer come home to say, make a difference in your daughter's life, join Girl Scouts. And I was a single parent at the time and went to the meeting, and they asked me to join, and they asked me to be a leader, and they told me I had four little girls in the troop. And so I prepared for those four little girls. I was so excited about this. I always wanted to be a Girl Scout. And I went to the school that night. 20 little girls showed up. It made a huge change in my life, and it gave me a career, and I was able to go back in my 50s and finish my degree. I was able to live overseas in Japan through Girl Scouts, and I was able to change and mentor so many girls' lives that it's just been a very strong wish that was fulfilled.
Wonderful, wonderful. One more question that I would have for you, and then we'll let you do your emphasis on your topic for today, and then you would yield back to the co-host, and she has some questions for you all, and then we'll continue your discussion for the remainder of the show. Now, what would you share with our listeners on today? If they have a little girl, and maybe the little girl is not interested now in being a Girl Scout, but what can you share with them to encourage them to encourage their little girls to become a Girl Scout? I mean, you said some things that was exciting to Thomas, that you were a Girl Scout from elementary to high school. And Ms. Jill, you shared your experience and all of your endeavors that you have been doing throughout so many years in reference to Girl Scouts. So what would you say to our listeners on today and encourage them to encourage their little girls to become a Girl Scout just like you was, Mrs. Thompson?
Okay. The first thing I would share with their daughter or daughters, I would definitely let them know how fun it is. And when I say fun, some of the things that we did in Girl Scouting, we attend the meetings and every meeting, it was not boring at all. We actually shared different topics of conversation according to the girls' ages. And we also did a whole lot of fun things that made us want to stay in the Girl Scouts during that meeting time. And we really didn't want to go home each time they had the meeting. We did so many fun things, and we also saw, they showed us different STEM strips of different activities that other Girl Scouts did, and it was so exciting to us that we just couldn't wait to start all of the things that we seen on the film. And so that's pretty much one of the things I would surely tell the little girl, and actually show it to her. And I think that's that's a little bit, I mean, that's a lot of excitement just by itself.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Jill, can you name a couple of those exciting things that Sister, that Ms. Thompson, I call her Sister Thompson because we're in the First District Association and we serve with the Women's Auxiliary. And the church goes in the same, you know, around the same mm-hmm. environment. So I might call her Sister Thompson, I might call her Miss Thompson. But Miss Jill, can you name a couple of those exciting things? Like if I were a little girl right now, you tell me about the meetings, yes, of course, but there's a certain uniform or something that they were wearing. Because I know when I remember when I was in school, we had two choices, to become a Girl Scout or to go to a catechism after school. So I choose catechism. But I would always see these little girls in their little beautiful skirts, and I think they were white blouses, and I think they had some type of necktie or something tied around their neck with a little hat or something. I can't remember because it's been years ago since I've been in elementary school. But I can surely share my, you know, experience with seeing the little girls as they prepare themselves to go to the meeting. So what would be exciting that you would tell me if I was a little girl right now, other than me going to a meeting, and what would you make interesting that I would just want to come and join the Girl Scouts, Ms. Jill?
Thank you. Yes, if a girl has a dream about anything that she wants to do, would she like to learn how to sail a boat? We have a partnership with the New Orleans Yacht Club, and they're taking girls out on sailboats, teaching them how to use the equipment, how to sail a boat. Everything with reading the waves, how to measure using the equipment and the sun and the moon. I mean, it's just a phenomenal program with our relationship with the yacht club. Would a girl like to learn how to ride a horse or at least understand the bone structure of a horse and how the horse's processing food is different from other animals and how to groom the horse and a career as a veterinarian is a very great jumping off point for many of our girls through our horse program at Camp Marydale in St. Francisville. Would a girl like to learn how to break down a computer and put it back together? We have a great relationship with Best Buy, and they come out and do computer camps with us. Would the girls like to learn how to be an actress? We do programs with the different playmakers groups around the areas. Would a girl like to be an artist? We have those relationships as well. Would they like to cook and be creative in the kitchen? We have many, many resource program providers that do cooking workshops for the girls. Would they like to learn to sew? Would they like to care for children, start a babysitting a partnership with some of their friends, earn money for other things they'd like to purchase on their own? Would they like to be fashion setters, going out on a budget, learning how to put together an outfit and how to accessorize it? There isn't anything that these girls would want to do that we don't offer in the program. And what makes it even more exciting is as they build their skills and learn all of these interests, get more information about them, they are recognized, their skill development, with a badge. And that goes on that sash that they wear over the white blouse, over a khaki skirt. They can wear it proudly to school because it does fit in generally with the uniform requirements at the school. And sometimes we have to get a little extra help from the principal to allow it. But they wear those sashes and those badges on those sashes so proudly for what all they've accomplished, what they've been interested in, and what they've achieved. It's just the best program for girls. You can tell how much I've enjoyed it and how much I know so many girls would enjoy it.
Awesome, awesome. See, little girls, I mean, I tell you, with some of the things that you just named, so that in other words, becoming a Girl Scout, you have many, many, many advantages. And you can be able to put together and ideas, and the little girls, I'm assuming, get together and we all discuss what they would want to do, what they're interested in, and then the next one would tell what their dreams are. And from there, they get ideas on, and then you all will create what's fun for them, the group that you're dealing with that particular year, and then you all would go forward from there. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What about the Girl Scout cookies? I remember so many little girls would knock on my door, and, you know, times have changed now. You know, we have to be so careful with our little children now, going in neighborhoods, you know, selling cookies. How is that working out for the Girl Scouts today?
Ms. Thomas, you want to take that one? Do you like
okay.
me to?
You can talk to you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So the cookies are absolutely outstanding, really flavorful. One of our best programs. But it's not about the cookie. It's what is behind that. You take a young girl, a little bashful, not a whole lot of confidence, and we give her the skills to walk up to that stranger and start the process of developing her public speaking skills. That, which is what we're about. That girl learns to be confident. She learns about her product. She learns what the price is. She learns the math skills involved with calculating how much they owe her, how much change she gets back. She develops that public speaking skill by the smile on her face. She has been working with her other two members on how to present the sale of the cookies. And then she also gives the purchaser the outcome from the cookies. We're going to be selling our cookies because we're going to be donating to the hospital for some supplies they need for the children's wing. And we're going to be donating the money that we make from the cookie sale for an animal shelter. Or we're going to be giving it to a homeless shelter. The girls do so many wonderful things with the cookie proceeds for themselves and for the community. But more importantly, it's the skills they developed, the public speaking, math skills, starting their own businesses. It's just the whole program, though it's a fabulous cookie, is all about what the girls take back with it. I'm very proud of the sale that the girls had this year, and they did a fabulous job. It's very impressive to see them when they're at their best with this program.
Wonderful. You are still tuning in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Vance Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Dory Smith. We do have a caller. We will bring that caller in a little while. But before we bring the caller in, I'm going to yield to our co-host and let her greet you all, greet our guests on today, and maybe ask one or two questions that she would like for you all to answer for her. And after then, we will listen to one of the callers that we have some callers call that's the studio. We have a couple of callers. So we will get the callers and see what their questions are and maybe, you know, comments or whatever, and you all can address that. And then we will let you all do the other half of the show with your presentation. We'll go forward with your presentation, co-host.
Greetings, our sister Patricia and Miss Jill. I tell you, I'm just sitting here and really, really enjoying it. Evangelist Chapman, as you're sharing about Girl Scouts, I remember when I was in school as a young girl with the Girl Scouts, and I remember how the girls would be so excited to become a part of Girl Scouts. Sister Evangelist Chapman, you answered one of my questions, were they Girl Scouts? And they've answered that already. And I tell you, I just enjoyed the beautiful responses. I even thought about the cookies, how I used to look for the Girl Scout cookies. I love the Girl Scout cookies, the Do-Si-Dos, and their cookies are just delicious. They're different from any other cookies. And I just love how you just share the purpose behind the cookies. And that was a question I was going to ask. And you so beautifully share the answer to that, that is used to develop their public speaking skills. And I'm sure, because I know when I walk up to some of the girls with their stores or what have you, they have the beautiful smile. And as you were sharing and giving us the reason behind the cookies, I thought about the smile they implement and the feeling they portray and the joy as they share their knowledge about why they're selling those cookies so clearly and explaining that. So that was so good to hear you go over. But I do want to ask, what are some of the things that you, Miss Jill or Sister Patricia, have seen in the girls that became Girl Scouts and as opposed to those that didn't? What were the difference of things that you can see the difference in the girl that became the Girl Scout and pursued it, and then the girls that didn't? Was there anything different? I'm sure there was, that you could see in them. Now, I would say this. I had a friend that was a Girl Scout, and she was not afraid of things like spiders, lizards, or what have you. And when I came around, I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. There goes a lizard. There goes what? I noticed some of the things they had. They were very brave. And I always admired that about her. She didn't have a problem going where the trees were or climbing the trees or, you know, doing things like that. So I just wanted to ask that question.
Okay. I can answer that. It's this Sister Patricia. I'm thinking about the time when I went camping every summer and with the Girl Scouts. It was a place called Indian Village. Of course, they changed the name either. I'm not really sure whether it's still, you know, if it's still open. But anyway, I can recall when I went camping, I was very brave also because I always did like the outside and of nature. And I remember when we all were taught how to put up our tents, and there were two girls to each tent, and we also had two dads in there. And one of the most exciting part about camping outside, they taught us how to make a fire to cook our own food outdoors. We used a pretty large tin can. You can get those tin cans are still available. It's just a large family size tin can of vegetables or whatever. You could buy them out of the store. But anyway, we had those, and they actually taught us how to actually make a fire out of rubbing two sticks together. And I would say,
wow.
How are you going to make a fire with two sticks? You know, rubbing the sticks together. And so that was just, it was almost like magic, you know? And everybody, we just was watching. And as our Girl Scout leader demonstrated to us how to do that. And then it was our turn to really do it. But what we did, the first thing we did, we had to go out into the woods, of course. It was right near our tents, and to gather some of the smallest twigs and place them together almost like a little tent itself, okay? And then we took two larger twigs, and we kept rubbing them together until the friction came in. And actually, it started sparkling. You know, it sparkled.
Oh, wow.
And when we had that first sparkle, we had to place that first sparkle on the other tiny sticks that we had. And so when we put that first sparkle, and then we just kept rubbing them together harder. And then until it actually made more sparks, and it started to fire. And we said, whoa.
That's wonderful.
We were so excited. We said, oh, it's magic. So then we placed the tin can over it. And, of course, we had to wait until the top of the can to get hot. And whatever we was cooking, of course, we had to use a little cooking oil or something to rub on top of it. We mostly cooked breakfast in the morning, okay? We did that. And, you know, we had our eggs and, you know, if anybody wanted any other type of meat with it. And, of course, we already had the bread. And that's how we actually make our breakfast in the morning during that time, okay? But, of course, all the other times, there was a cafeteria on the campground where we actually cooked meals. And one more thing before I stop. We also made a larger campfire where at nighttime it was so beautiful, where we roast marshmallows on a stick. And, oh, boy, they showed us how to do that, and that was exciting, too. And, of course, we made s'mores. I'm sure everybody's familiar with s'mores. We made homemade s'mores as our midnight snack. And after we roasted those marshmallows, they gave us two graham crackers and pieces of a Hershey candy bar. And, of course, they told us how to be very, very careful so that you don't get burned. Okay?
Exactly.
And so they gave
I want to just say quickly, and I'm going to pass it back to Evangelist. I just want to say quickly that I just want to say a special thank you.
I'm sorry to cut your comment, but we have so many callers in the studio at this time.
Okay,
bring
them in.
Go right ahead. So we do hear what our callers have to say, and it's a lot of them. So I'm going to have to stop the conversation at this time, and we resume it after we hear from our callers. Okay, ladies? The first caller from the last four digits of that number is 4941. Caller from area code 504-4941. Good afternoon, caller. You're now on the air.
Hello. Thank you guys so much. My name is Tamika, and, you know, this has been great listening to you guys. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to come in and share because, you know, I love Girl Scouts, and I don't have daughters. I never had the opportunity to have daughters, but I did become a volunteer, and it is the best opportunity I ever had. When I first had a troop, I was in college. That was crazy at the time, but, you know, I did it, and that helped me grow as a woman and as a person. And with my first troop, I was able to help those girls to get their silver award. And the way they did it, they came together and they came up with a project. And the thing that I loved about it is during Girl Scout Sabbath, which we have a Girl Scout week and Girl Scout Sabbath is part of that, they went to their prospective churches and solicited their church's help for their project for their entire community. And, you know, and with the work of the community and the churches, they were able to earn their silver award. And just helping them do that made me so proud. I mean, it's just the feeling you get as a volunteer when you see these girls achieve and grow, and it's just, it's an amazing thing. So, you know, Jill, you guys are doing a great job over there. 35 years, kudos to you. That's awesome. And I just wanted to say it has been, you know, an awesome, wonderful experience. And I would think any girl who really wants to, you know, learn, grow, think outside the box, and, you know, develop some awesome skills, they would definitely want to be a part of Girl Scouts. And even now, if I have a daughter one day, she is definitely going to be in Girl Scouts. So, you know, thank you, ladies. This has been a great topic, and I have loved listening.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. And I'm sure that Miss Patricia and Miss Jill will shed some light on what you just said. We're going to go to our next caller at this time, and that's area code 504. Last four digits of that number is 8011. Caller from area code 504, last four digits, 8011. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the air.
Good afternoon. Evangelist Chap and your co-host, Pastor Doris. It's been a great opportunity listening to this topic on Girl Scouts. My name is Gloria Johnson, and I'm a member of a Pentecost Baptist church here in New Orleans where Reverend Manuel Davis Sr. is my pastor. I have so many memories of being a Brownie and also as a Girl Scout, and it has indeed helped me grow and also my daughter. And I'm very interested now in my granddaughter, who's 8 years old, would like to get her involved. I'd like to know where in my area or even at my church I'd like to have someone come out and talk to the young girls so that they may become interested, and perhaps we can start a troop right in my church. I know we had the Boy Scouts a while back, but we could never get a Girl Scout troop started. And now that the pandemic is winding down, I would think so at any rate. Can you give me some information or enlighten me as to how I can get, how we can get a troop started at my church in New Orleans?
Yeah, you want to answer that?
Yes, can I take that one? Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And this is Miss Davis?
No, Johnson, Gloria Johnson.
Miss Johnson, thank you. I'm sorry, I was trying to write quickly as I could, Miss Johnson. If you could mm-hmm. contact me directly, or I can give you, if you have access to internet, I can give you our mm-hmm. website, and I can give you my direct email if that will help.
Yes, it would. Okay,
great.
I'm ready.
The internet website is www.gsle, that stands for Girl Scouts Louisiana East, gsle.org.
Good.
And my email address, which I would love everyone to write down, is jpollard@gsle.org. That's jpollard@gsle.org. And I will direct you to the right person.
Good. Thank you so much. I mean,
thank you so much. And
I'm just bringing back so many memories.
Thank you. Those are wonderful. That's wonderful to hear.
Yes.
We want to thank our caller for calling in, Ms. Johnson. But are you familiar with Sister Patricia Thompson? She's Pastor Thompson's wife.
Pastor, yeah, that's correct. I was listening to your name, Ms. Johnson.
Yeah,
you might have heard me before.
Yeah, but I'll give
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Ms. Thompson, I will give you your contact. Yeah, but we're going to be sharing more contacts at the end of the show, but we're going to have to move to our next caller because we have so many callers just waiting to speak to you. I want to thank our caller for calling in, and do call back again,
Ms.
Johnson.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Sure. Our next calling from area code 225. Last four digits of that number is 4066, error code 225, 4066.
Okay, yes, my name is Deanie. Yes, thank you for having me. My name is Deanie, and I'm calling in as a mother of a Girl Scout, a current Girl Scout. And I've been listening to the show, and I think Ms. Jill, y'all have really express what Girl Scout is about. It's what it's been for my daughter. The program you mentioned with the horses, she's actually active in that. And one of the greatest pleasures, besides the opportunity she's gotten in Girl Scouts, is now that she's an older girl still in scouting, the ability to share that with the younger girls, the ability to help a younger girl get over her intimidation of a horse and to learn how to groom that horse and what it takes to take care of a horse. And then at the end, to be able to ride the horse, and she'll come back and she'll say, I'll have, you know, a young girl, and she's a little nervous, and I'll ask her all kind of different little questions. What's your favorite topic in school, to take her mind off? And she'll come back and she'll say, Mom, it makes me feel so good by the end that she's ridden the horse. And at the end, the young girl, and even adults sometimes, they're smiling and they've enjoyed the program that I enjoy so much. I have to say that that's one of the things. You know, we have camping, we have lots of things, and the Girl Scouts have lots of opportunities, but that's just a prime example of my daughter growing up in Girl Scouts. And again, it doesn't leave when you turn 12th grade and you go on, you become an adult, and you still live in that sisterhood of Girl Scouting.
All right, there you have it. Listen, we're so very happy. I'm telling you, we have so many callers that waiting to address Ms. Jill and Ms. Patricia. We want to thank you for calling in, It's wonderful to know that we have so many people out there that's interested in Girl Scouts. I'm just overwhelmed sitting here and so excited sitting here looking into the studio at all the callers that's calling in and interested in our little girls. And I'm just so very happy to have our guests on the show today to share informative information on Girl Scouts. Excuse me. Thank you for calling in, Cole. Our next call is calling from area code 225, last four digits, 8946. I'm trying to get you. Good afternoon. You're in the studio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, caller.
Okay. Thank y'all ladies definitely for having me on. And since I know most of the people listening are faith-filled people, I'm with Girl Scouts and I'm with my daughter. She's in college now. But part of our Girl Scout promise is on my honor, I will try to serve God. And that's something that aligns us with the girls that are faith-filled. Because some of the things in our promise and our law ask us to be honest and fair, courageous and strong, considerate and caring. And we do that not just when we have our vest on or not just when we're in church. We do it 24 hours a day. And that's one of the beautiful things with Girl Scouts is my promise, we live it out. So I wanted to add that in. That's a very important part of Girl Scouts.
Great. This is Mrs. Patricia Thompson. Should I answer?
Were you finished, caller?
Yes.
We want to
yes,
thank
I
you
am.
For calling. And now we're going to give our guest an opportunity to share or to address some of the calls in which we know Ms. Johnson has already got her information. And remember, listeners, you too have time to call in on this awesome topic on today. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on our topic for today. If you were a Girl Scout and you just want to call and encourage the mothers or encourage our young ladies and little girls how to become a Girl Scout and what's so exciting, what was exciting for you and what would be exciting for them. Now, one of my concerns are, I would like to get with Ms. Thompson or Ms. Jill, and I would like to have a session with them in reference to Justice for Girls. And Justice for Girls teaches them also how to be safe, especially in today's world, as they sell me little cookies or whatever, or even when they're in their grouping somewhere, and not to just, you know, stray away from the other girls or whatever. I'm more than sure that you all have that talk with them and have a lesson in a class in reference to that. But there's so much going on in today's world, and so many things are happening with our little children, and I just was going to get together. I'm going to be back in touch with you all in reference to Justice for Girls, and that would be in reference to domestic violence as well as sex trafficking, you know, because they have to, you know, we must teach our little girls how to stay safe, not only when they're going to school, after school, and when they're not with you all, you know, if they're going to the mall and around their house, just in front of their door, it's so much that they need to know about being safe in today's world. But listeners, you do have time to press that number one if you want to come in and have any comments, questions, or just want to form a troop there in your area, not just in the city of New Orleans, but around the world. If you do not have a Girl Scout there where you live, maybe you can contact our guest on today, and you can learn how to get it up and running in your area where you live, your states and your city. All right, we're going to yield back to our guest and let them finish their presentation on today. I'm study looking at the studio listeners. If you want to call in, you do have time to get in on this awesome conversation. Co-host, did you have another question for our guests before we turn the studio back over to them?
Good evening, Evanders. Again, I just wanted to say to Sister Patricia and Miss Jill, I just wanted to say thank you to you two amazing, awesome women that poured into the world through the Girl Scout for the many years you've been in there. You've impacted their life because your life has been impacted, and you've impacted their life, and they have poured into the community in a very positive and powerful way. So I say to you all, and God bless you as you continue to do the great work that you've been doing with the girls for such a long time.
Thank you so much. Recently here in the city of New Orleans, they have been on the news, and they were talking about letting the public know how the Girl Scouts are starting getting up and running here in our area. And some of the things that the Girl Scouts is going to be doing with our children here in the city of New Orleans. I was so excited to see that last week. And I said, wow, I said, they're talking about it. Our upcoming guest is going to be, their subject will be about Girl Scouts. So, you know, God work all things out for the good of those that love the Lord. And
amen.
I'm just excited. So many callers and so many people, so much encouragement, you know, for our parents out there who want, looking for something for their children to do after school. Now you have it. They can be a little Girl Scout, and you can encourage them and let them know what you're hearing on today, how exciting it is to become a Girl Scout. So we're going to turn the studio back over to our guests, Ms. Jill and Ms. Thompson, and they can decide which one is going to present their presentation, the rest of their presentation, because we only have like another 15 minutes in the show, but we're going to give them an opportunity. We're going to have 10 more minutes to bring their closing presentation.
Okay. Jill, you want me to go first?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. As again, my topic was a positive morals of being a Girl Scout, and I'm going to have to cut some of this out, but being a Girl Scout teaches girls from a very young age that to do all of those things that can help make our community a better place to live and to do it for the right reason, okay? And some of the things that my Girl Scout troop did when what we did was I had them volunteering to assist some of the elderly people from my church and also in the environment around my church. And we also planned a community cleanup where we cleaned up if there was any trash or anything around the area of our church. You had a day that we did that, and the girls seemed to have a lot of fun doing that. And we also was able to visit a local animal hospital, which back then I had a cat, but my cat is deceased. But anyway, the veterinarian needed the girls to either do a little cleaning up around or either talk to some of the animals that he had. He was holding the animals for people who were going on a vacation or whatever. And so they were really excited about that. And, you know, being a Girl Scout is such a rewarding experience to contribute to your community. And the girls really, really enjoy doing that outside. Girl Scouting also teaches you that you can accomplish anything positive in the world if you work hard at it and set your mind to doing it. Okay, this is also so important. To a Girl Scout just by herself. When she hear and see all of those things that she can do, she gets really, really excited. They really, really love doing that. And the next thing I want to talk about is the respect for others. Being a Girl Scout, you not only learn how important it is to respect for yourself, but also for your peers and adults. They were taught, and they they showed courtesy to everyone that they came in contact with, and it taught the girls just how to be great citizens and to be generous to anyone that they met, and they showed that in a very cheerful and willing way. They also did favors for others. And they were still very cheerful in doing that. Being polite and just being yourself, but being a good person. And is another way that they showed by trying to make people happy, okay? And the last thing I just want to say is being a Girl Scout, it helps you to have a close bond with your fellow Girl Scouts. That was so important to the girls. They loved each other. They showed love to each other every time they met. You know, every time we would have the meeting, they would greet each other with a hug. And they were just so excited seeing each other each time they came together. And one of the most important rules that we should take away from being a Girl Scout is how to be a true friend. Those girls were, oh, my God, they talked on the phone, at, you know, even when they were at home, you know, talked about different things, different what they could do together when they were with their parents. And some of them became some of the closest friends, okay? I mean, and all that came from just being a Girl Scout. They just had a wonderful experience of just being friends, okay? And that showed me and also them that it's such a comfort in knowing that you have gained a lifelong friend. Even after they become teenagers or, you know, go on to high school and college, those relationships last. They really, really last. And even today, I might see some of them. They might come in to visit us because some of them are in college now. And they always say how they had, it was just so, it was so good. It was a good feeling and a great experience of coming and becoming a member of a Girl Scout. That's it.
All of you, Sister Thomas, all of you have made me so, I can't stop smiling from all the wonderful comments and sharing that you all have experience with Girl Scouts. I'm just beaming here. I know you can't see my beaming, but I am. I wanted to circle back about the conversation about getting to climb trees as a Girl Scout. And for those that like to climb trees, we actually have a badge for that now. It's quite a lot of fun. But segueing also about Girl Scouts, it's just not a moment in her life. It's a movement, and it's a lifelong experience. There are not enough words to describe how wonderful just one or two meetings to 5 to 10 years of membership, what a difference it makes. And you all have validated every part of why this is such a great program for girls. Anything they want to do, anything they want to be, no matter what their circumstances are, we will find a way to make it happen. We do have grants that are available for girls who cannot afford the $25 membership fee. We have grants for their activities. We have grants for any kind of opportunity they want to participate in. We are going to find a way to make it happen for any girl that wants to be a part of this. And why wouldn't you? You are surrounded by family, you're surrounded by friends, you're in a safe environment where you can learn and grow, and yes, you can make a mistake and learn how to recover from it and learn how to plan for that unexpected situation and how to shift, pivot, turn, and just grow and learn from the successes and often from the failures, because we all experience that in our lives. It's just the most rewarding program for the adults. As you can tell from my 35 years, I'm probably the biggest Girl Scout in youth and activity and energy as anyone, because it's just been such a great, great opportunity for me and for the friends and family and girls that I've been able to touch or mentor or grow in their skills. I can't say enough about what a positive experience it is. The thing that I would like to share also is it's not a hard organization to join. We're easy to find. We're easy to get in contact with. If you don't have the ability to go to some events, we have so many virtual events now. If you have any kind of connectivity to internet through the library, through your home, through whatever venue you have, we have robot building parties online and outdoor art parties online. We even have campouts where you can put a tent in your living room and experience what camping is like. And if you have the opportunity to go out to our properties or to any local park or the state parks, we have a great relationship with Louisiana State Parks. You can be out there at sunset making those s'mores, which, by the way, I don't care what you say, there are no calories in s'mores. Just I'll remember that.
Right.
And to get outside and to see the fireflies and all those wonderful outdoor experiences and smell that fresh air and see stars that you may not have ever seen before. We really promote, encourage out-of-doors for all girls. Every aspect of this is so important for their skill development, for their appreciation of environment, for their appreciation of nature, appreciation of animals. It's one of the other major components of our program is getting girls outdoors and enjoying that experience. The best thing I want to say is to really think about our promise. On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country and to help people at all times and to live by the Girl Scout laws, those laws that Sister Thomas was talking about. Please give us an opportunity to help you help your daughter grow into the full potential that she has.
All right. God bless the both of you. We will have you back for another show because it's so interesting and you all can prepare for part two of it because I'm more than sure other people want to say something about Girl Scouts and they will have an opportunity at that time. But at this time, we will let you give short information, phone number, email, or Facebook information or any media information on how they can learn more about Girl Scouts or how they can contact you. I know you gave yours, Ms. Hill, earlier, but a listener may have come in late. So we're going to ask you to do it. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Ms. Thompson, you can go first, give your information very briefly. Then Ms. Hill, and then we thank you.
Okay. If there's someone that would like to contact me, you can contact me by my email address, and that email address is blessedwife, which is one word, lowercase, blessedwife at AOL.com. That is my email address if you'd like to know a little bit more about Girl Scouting. I'll be glad to talk to you about it and or to refer you to someone else that can also give you extra information.
God bless you. Ms. Deal.
Yes. Ready?
Yeah,
our website is www.gsle.org. And on that, you can search for recruitment near me, and they'll give you the list of all the schools, churches, and locations where we are doing recruiting. It will also give you information about the virtual. If you look on the calendar page, all the events are listed there, partnership with Eventbrite, which helps manage all those registrations for these events. They are absolutely, the virtual ones are fabulous. The in-person ones are fabulous, all kinds of opportunities. I can also give you a phone number, and I'm going to repeat my email address. The email is jpollard, J-P-O-L-L-A-R-D, at gsle.org. And we do have an 800 number, 800-644-7571.
Good day, yeah.
You're good.
This time we will have closing prayer. Father God, we want to thank you for this great opportunity to go forward on today once again on Facing the Fears Radio Talk Show. We pray that, Father God, that we reach someone out there, Father God, that we would be able, Father God, to encourage our parent, Father God, our little girl, Father God, that's looking for to be able to make their dreams come true. I pray that something that they heard will encourage them to become a Girl Scout and to go further in life so their dreams may come true. And most of all, Father God, that they will acknowledge you in all that they do and ask for guidance from on high, Father God, so you can direct their path, Father God. We pray that you continue to cover the Girl Scouts and all of the workers and the volunteers there that's going out with our little girls, and help them, Father God, continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and above all understanding how to keep them safe. And Father God, bless every call they call in on today, Father God. And I pray that whatever they're standing in need of, that you would grant it to them, Father God. And this prayer we lift up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And listen, this includes our show for today. Remember to call back next Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. We'll have another guest and another new topic. God bless all of you, and goodbye now.